The film that Churchill Clark had a role in and was honored to be associated with is The American Artist, The Life and Times of George Caleb Bingham. It's a new docudrama that has its premiere this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. at the Lyceum Theater over in Arrow Rock. I recently spoke by phone with Shane Seeley and Keith Johnson from Kansas City's Wide Awake Films. They're my next guests this evening on Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
My name's Shane Seeley. I'm one of the co-directors on the project, and I'm also one of the co-founders of Wide Awake Films. And we're one of the larger production companies in Kansas City, and we make history, and we do it for the likes of Google, PBS, Nat Geo, Discovery Channel, History Channel, BBC. We're kind of a bunch of history geeks who have also combined that geekdom with video technology and storytelling, and that's what we love. And we were approached to this project by the Friends of Arrow Rock, which is a wonderful organization that has gone to great lengths to restore this amazing bucolic village in central Missouri, west of Columbia, or west of Columbia. And, and that was George Caleb Bingham's hometown. So they wanted to tell his story. It's a national story. He's probably arguably one of the most famous Missourians out there that a lot of people, unfortunately, don't, on a national scale, haven't really heard of. So when they approached us to do the project, we stepped out of our comfort zone, which is usually doing a lot of military combat documentaries and telling the story of American military through various wars. But we do have a lot of specialty and forte in the 19th century, and we've actually come to think of ourselves as artists to some respect, and we've got some on staff, and we were just able to kind of combine all that into something that we're pretty proud of thus far.
That's the proud filmmaker Shane Seeley talking about The American Artist, The Life and Times of George Caleb Bingham. His co-director on the film is Keith Johnson. I recently visited with Seeley and Johnson about the film that has its premiere this Saturday in Arrow Rock. Here's co-director Keith Johnson talking about George Caleb Bingham, the man, and what made him legendary in his time and why his works still matter.
I work at Wide Awake primarily as an art director on many projects that come through our doors. We have the luck of meeting a lot of interesting people who have stories that they want to tell, and they rely on us for the expertise of, using the film medium to really bring these people to life. There's just so many interesting stories out there, but when you commit to telling it with a film, it opens up a whole new horizon of things, complexities, and also really fun things to be excited about. So when we started this process with George Caleb Bingham, by being introduced to the Friends of Arrow Rock, we really just had quite a few listening sessions. We're all local to the region. I had heard of George Caleb Bingham growing up in school and taking Missouri history and Kansas history lessons, but that was long in the past for me. And I think for us, the process of rediscovering Bingham in order to make this documentary, we hope that translates to a new viewer of our finished film, that there will be some reminiscences. Oh, I remember hearing about that story when I was a kid, And so we needed to, tell the story of this artist, George Caleb Bingham, assuming that there was no name recognition. It's not like we're telling the story of Mark Twain, a kind of person who had a similar outlook on American history in the 19th century. Most people know a lot about Mark Twain. So we had to, one, start from ground zero, basically. And, Bingham was kind of a quintessential frontier, pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of guy. And most people were using that sense of entrepreneurship to farm, to purchase land, to build a business, to open up a trading post. But here's a guy who used that drive to become a painter. And how does that translate? So there's an element of showmanship, businessmanship, and just a self-taught kind of frontier mentality. And I think that really qualifies him as an American artist in the broadest sense of the word. Here's a guy who really went and tackled it. He had a few influences early on, a few painters that came through town. Most painters at that time period who worked in the United States and especially out west, they were itinerant traveling painters who really made their money by painting portraits. Anyone who could pay, they would travel and paint them. So the portrait painter of the day was providing snapshot photography, at least the equivalent of the time. So that's why you have people like Bingham who produces hundreds of portraits throughout his life. I think the reason why he is elevated to greater acclaim beyond just portraiture is because midway through his career, he realizes that he wants to attain something bigger. He wants to attain, I think, a national celebrity, ideally internationally. And that's when he chooses to depict the scenes of everyday life as opposed to just your typical portrait headshot. He's thinking now of how can I capture what I'm seeing with my own eyes on the American frontier, which is comprised of trade on the river and sometimes wilder side of politics and of voting, and how can I take that and put it into a genre painting or a more sort of classically composed history painting. He's really telling and creating sort of the history of the American frontier in these paintings. And so those are the works that I think make Bingham who he is to a more national or international artist. Not only is he a Missouri painter who captured people in portraiture, but he's really a highly accomplished genre painter who created very famous works such as Fur Traders and Jolly Flatboatmen and many of the works that people are familiar with or who we hope to familiarize them with through our documentary.
That's Keith Johnson. He is an art director with Wide Awake Films and a co-director along with Shane Seeley of the new film, The American Artist, The Life and Times of George Caleb Bingham. Bingham was born in Virginia in 1811 and he died in 1879. The film that you gentlemen have directed, what years of Bingham's life does it capture? Is it looking at the whole span?
It really is looking at the whole span of Bingham's life. We hint on his formative years as a child, how his family moved west from Virginia and what they found on the frontier. This is pretty soon after the Louisiana Purchase with the acquiring of vast swaths of land, and we want that to, really hook the viewer into what the circumstances were like at that time. But I think if we really want to focus on his career as an artist and how in sort of his middle period he's really able to accomplish what he does. I mean, it's really phenomenal that without access to art institutions, ateliers, museums, private instructors, that this man in the middle of the 19th century was able to do what he did. So I would say the bulk of our story really does focus on the middle part of his career. But we, as we do with all of our documentary subjects, I think feel a strong duty to not just tell a part of the story, but try to tell as complete a story as we can, of course, within the confines of an hour-long documentary to try to keep people interested. Tell a concise story, but a complete story. So this very much is, as the subtitle hints, The Life and Times of George Caleb Bingham.
What was the relationship with Arrow Rock? Was that a permanent place that he went, or was it a summer painting camp?
Arrow Rock is arguably the only place he has a home, where he bought a home there and lived in Arrow Rock. But, you know, he does live in St. Louis. He lives in Columbia. In fact, he's Mizzou's first art professor at Columbia. And one of his best friends at the time was James Rollins, who's kind of the dean of Mizzou, so to speak. And he was placed into that. So he's all over Missouri. But, you know, Errol Rock really claims him as their son. And I think rightly so, in that the state actually interprets, you know, the home that he lived in. It still stands there in Errol Rock. And he did some of his work there as well. But he was all over the place. I mean, you think of sometimes 19th century people as being, you know, limited to their county. I mean, here's a guy, he's in Natchez, Mississippi. He's, you know, he's in Dusseldorf, Germany. He's all over the United States. So he traveled like most corporate executives do, I think, these days. And he was quite, you know, prolific in his travels. So, but Errol Rock, you know, of course, they like to claim him as well. But I think rightly so. You know, he had a home there. And if you look at his election series, it's almost principally set in Errol Rock. You know, there's a lot of composite work. He didn't like to identify the location specifically that he painted, but once you get familiar with the places he haunted, you can easily see what he's painting. You know, we like to say a lot of his river paintings, for example, are on the Missouri River. And I know it's been claimed that it's in other instances it's the Mississippi, but I think if you look closely at a lot of the paintings and you know that the Missouri River, you know, though it's changed a lot since his day, it's definitely the Missouri and not the Mississippi in a lot of instances.
What drove him to become a political person? He was living in Errol Rock, which was a hotbed of state politics before the Missouri Civil War, but what drove him to run for and ultimately get elected to the Missouri State House of Representatives?
You know, I think, unlike a lot of artists, George Caleb Bingham was definitely an extrovert with people that he met. And he's also, and I say this respectfully, but probably considered himself the smartest guy in the room in most instances. He's very opinionated when you read his letters and very articulate. And, you know, his early career, before he became an artist, he was a cabinet maker, and he studied. The cabinet maker was a local Baptist religious man, local preacher in the community. And Bingham just devoured the Bible, and it was said that he could argue religion with any religious man. You know, men of the cloth wouldn't debate him. So here's a guy who's, you know, probably got all the fixings to become a great lawyer who ends up getting into art. But the Whig Party comes along in the 1840s, and it's a very contentious political situation, much akin to what we see today. It was the rise of the political parties at the time. The United States Postal System came into being at that time, and then secondarily, the telegraph came into being at that time, the ability to disseminate information, organize movements. So as the political parties came to be themselves, they looked at how these organizations developed, these large disparate groups of people who kind of had the same belief structure, and, you know, aka these religious communities and societies, and they emulated that, those tactics. And that's how you saw the rise of, at the time, the Democrats were the more conservative party on the scene, and the Whigs were a newer party that came on the scene, and they were more progressive. And George Caleb Bingham strongly identified as a Whig. He painted the effects of not helping interstate commerce via the rivers. You saw a lot of steamboat wrecks on the Missouri, and he strongly felt like the government should clear snags on a more consistent basis than they did, and make that commerce open and available. And he joined the Whig movement. And you know, unfortunately, he lived in Saline County, Missouri, which was home to the then very powerful Democratic Governor Marmaduke. He ran and won his first seat at the legislature, by three votes. But those three votes were cast out because they claimed that the voters were not eligible to vote. In one instance, they even went so far as to say that a local War of 1812 veteran, when he had joined the United States military, wasn't old enough and was a foreigner and was unable to be a true American, even though he'd lived in this country for years.
That's Keith Johnson talking about some of the intricacies of the life of George Caleb Bingham. Bingham is the focus of the new film, The American Artist, The Life and Times of George Caleb Bingham, that has its premiere this Saturday, October 15th at 3:30 p.m. at the Lyceum Theater. My thanks to Keith Johnson, Shane Seeley, and Churchill Clark for being guests on Thinking Out Loud this evening. My name's Trevor Harris. For the show's executive producer, Darren Helwidge, I thank you for tuning in to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.